Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
Well, the markets today were actually pretty quiet to start the week. Live cattle are going to finish about five higher on the August at 122.12. The October is up seven at 127.27. The December up 10 here at 132.75. On the technical side of things, we had sort of a similar day to where we closed on Friday. We're still above the critical moving averages, so maybe the hedge funds and other trend-following type funds will keep buying it here, hopefully. But it looks like with August here and the August contract pretty much being the same for the last 6 months, we may move higher, but it may not be that the futures move higher. It may be that as the August goes off the board, October comes on $5 higher, and then December another $5. And it steps up pretty good all the way out through the spring, April at 139.70, so basically 140 in April, which is obviously significantly higher than the 122 August now. Feeder cattle are up 7 in August at 158.25. September's up 17 at 161.97. The hog market up $1.30 in August at 107.30. That market has sort of been in an uptrend here, at least since the end of June. We're near the highest levels in July at this point. So if it breaks out, it could continue on its way upward. The high was around 120 back in June.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the grain markets were really strong today, and it was led by the Kansas City wheat. September Kansas City was 703.5, up 30 and a quarter cents, and the highest level we have seen since May. Back in May, the September went all the way up to about 745. Here pretty quick, we'll roll out to the December contract. December's currently at 714. So here in southern Oklahoma, we had a pretty good wheat crop. We're going to be able to take advantage of some of these higher prices if you have not already sold that wheat. Chicago wheat was anywhere from 20 to 26 higher. In Minneapolis, September up 18 here at 922 and three quarters. Again, the wheats were the strongest one. The next in line were corn up 11 to 14 with December at 559, up 14 cents. Now, the soybeans today were unchanged here to about 4 cents higher. Today's cotton futures up 24 at the October at 90.07. December's 89.63, up 24. The grain market is still feeling the benefit of what's going on with spring wheat being so strong. Managed money's been long corn and beans this whole time, but they're not long the wheat. So if they begin to buy wheat, which it looks like today they did, hopefully that will extend us to the upside here for the time being.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.